This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land about Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, a day of purification and prayer.
The 10 days of repentance lead up to the culmination of the high holy day season of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Historically, Yom Kippur was the day that Moses attained forgiveness on behalf of the Israelites for the sin of the golden calf. It is considered an auspicious day for forgiveness for all time. In temple times, Yom Kippur centered around a service laid out in detail in Leviticus 16 and was the only day of the year that the high priest entered the Holy of Holies and made atonement for the sins of the nation. As God commanded in Leviticus 16:30, "On this day atonement will be made for you to cleanse you. Then before the Lord you will be clean from all your sins." Today, the Day of Atonement is marked primarily by fasting, praying, and asking for God's forgiveness. In spite of the very somber aspects of the day, some have also called it one of the happiest days on the Jewish calendar. Moses Ibn Ezra, an 11th century Jewish scholar, explained, "No sin is so light that it may be overlooked. No sin is so heavy that it may not be repented of."
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.